With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
That's Life are giving you the chance to vote for your 2016 best moment, and here they are. Number one, impressions.
You do an impression of me, and I'll do an impression of you. Okay. We'll start the show like that.
Oh, okay. Hi guys.
That's Life here. We're welcome to the show with me, Tom, and Dave over there. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, hi.
Hi. How are you?
Very. I'm sorry.
Very. I'm well. Had a lovely day.
Let's get on with the show.
That was very good.
Thanks, Tom. You're my favourite part.
What do you think of my impression of you? It's not quite spot on. I wouldn't have said.
I don't know where you go with that.
Not quite, you know, not quite there yet, but I'm working on it.
Number two, pretty.
He still lives at the place, or that old cottage, you know.
Oh, that's a nice little place, that.
It was pretty nice. Yeah, oh. It's pretty.
pretty. You sound like me, too. Oh, sorry.
Well, like you say, you sound like me. It's That's Life podcast, so I was trying to do it.
Oh,
that's a good laugh.
Right, let's get serious.
We're not serious on this show.
No, we don't do that.
Learn while you laugh.
Pretty. Oh, God, stop making me laugh. I'm going to wee myself. Oh, we need the toilet as well.
Oh, it's coming out.
Okay, I've got tears in my eyes.
Squeeze. Just squeeze.
Don't squeeze. Bad idea.
Oh, dear.
Number three, shopping.
So, I take it you've shopped with your girlfriend for your girlfriend before. Here's how it tends to go, okay? For, like, the fan at home as well.
Okay.
So, you go into this massive store. You're just like, wow, the amount of clothes in here is, I just can't believe it. It's just clothes and clothes. And you start to walk round, and you sort of feel like you should help out a bit. So you're like... Oh, this one's nice. Do you think do you think of this one? And she goes, no. And you're like, well, why? What's wrong with it? And like, oh, the side bit's all weird, you know. And the neck's funny, and don't suit red. It's like, all right, fine. So you put it down. So then you're like, okay, right. I'll have a little look around.
Not red.
Oh, this is nice. Yeah, avoiding red. It's not red. It's not got weird sides. It's not got a weird neck. Like, oh, so, what about this? This one? No. And you're like, well, why? Well, why? What's wrong with this one? Oh, it's the wrong shape, and I don't suit pink. Like, oh, Christ. You're like, fine. And then you sort of just learn that whatever you say is wrong. So you just learn to not talk. Just follow.
Sounds familiar, actually.
Yeah. And then, so then you're going round, and then you're a bit, like, bored, and you ache a bit. And then you get round, and you're like, oh, we're at the start again.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, great, this means, oh, no. And then she begins on lap two, and then you're like, oh, great, okay. So then you're like, and then you come around, you're like, oh, right, surely this time she'll go and try, no, lap three. And then things that, the first lap... She saw and was like, nah, don't really like that one. Like, that's weird. Now, she likes them. She's like, oh yeah, I'll try this on. Like this. I was like, you saw this one before. Why? Oh.
Yeah. So then, no. Yeah.
So then she picks about like five things, and
I'll try them on.
Yeah, and you're like, thank Christ. Thank Christ she's going to try them on. And the shop that we were in, like, it was so big that you've got one door to go in, and then you've got a whole new door, like, right down the shop where they out of, like, the
Harrods?
Of the changing rooms.
Was it Harrods?
No, it wasn't Harrods.
Oh, right.
Well, I won't name the name because, you know, we don't do that on this show.
No, Dave. We don't. without the declaration at the end.
Yeah, exactly. So then she goes in and I walk down like the shop, yeah. And then I find at the end there's like a little seating bit with like about five or six guys.
Yep.
And you kind of sit and you're like,
we're all right,
yeah, all right, wife, yeah, girlfriend, yeah, all right, cool. And you're all sitting down, so I'm just sitting there. And then I look round and she's shopping again. She's like got distracted.
What?
And she's like going off and like, and I'm like, what is she doing? Like, we just. And then she goes in. It's like, okay, fine.
Just stick her in the changing room.
Yeah, just please.
Stay in there.
Find them on. Just, please.
Stay in there.
Just go in there. And then you're like, fine. And then you wait. And then you wait and you wait a little bit more. And then you wait some more. And you wait quite a while. And then there was one guy there who I would guess was 55-ish.
Yeah.
And I assume was his wife, comes out in like a dress that she's trying on.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, so what do you think of this one? And he's kind of like, yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
It's nice. Yeah.
It's nice. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's nice. Yeah. Yeah, like it. I like it. Do you like it? Yeah, you like. Oh yeah, no, yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, I like it. Do you like it? You like it? Oh yeah, I like it. Yeah, yeah, it's really good. Really, yeah. Oh yeah, really. And then like she goes off. We're all sitting there going like, nice man. That was well played,
Well played. Yeah,
done quite well. And then she comes back and she's like, so what about this? And he's like, oh, it's nice. It's nice. Yeah, I like it. Do you like it? Yeah, you, yeah. Oh no, I do. Yeah, I think. Yeah. Oh yeah. No. Yeah, that's really nice. That one. Yeah. Do you like? Yeah, you like. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, yeah. And she goes off. We're like, whew, nice one, mate. You're doing well, yeah.
That's two.
Sort of thing. Yeah, that's pretty good. and then she comes out, and I'm like, oh, thank God, you know, it's been forever. And then she takes in five things, and from the five things, how many does she buy?
None of them.
One. She buys one.
Oh, she got one.
One of the five things, and that one thing costs more than I've spent on clothes in a year. It's just like, how does that cost so much? I was there going like, there's nothing there. Like, what is it? What are you paying for?
what was it? A top? Or
yeah,
a...
just like a top, really. I was like, Christ, that's ridiculous. and then like we queued, and she did sort of say to me like, don't look at the price, okay, please.
Don't look at the price.
But
just put,
like I did.
Just put your card in.
Just go and stand down there. and then she's like, your turn now. And I'm like, oh, like I'm really not in the mood for this. My feet hurt and I ache. I was trying to buy jeans. So like we go across and like there's jeans. And then I'm like, oh yeah, it's my size, yeah. Yeah, they're quite nice. They're blue. All right, well, I'll just buy these then.
These will do.
And she's like, what? No, you've got to try on some more. Try on a few of them. And it's like, why? Like, these are my size. They look nice.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Okay, it's game over. This is it.
Yeah.
No,
so
I know what
you
mean.
We both spent far too much. But we left with, like, one thing each. So.
Except yours took about 5 minutes as opposed to an hour.
Number 4, Bodacious. We have a plot generator here for a horror story, and me and Tom are going to create our own horror story with you tonight.
So what you do is you fill in the blanks, and it does some stuff, and it gives you the blurb to a horror story.
Write me a horror story.
Here we go. So that's that. That's took quite a while. So let's hope this works. It's taken a long time.
Oh God.
Always taking a long time.
It's fine. It's fine. It's thinking.
It will. Oh, and we're done.
Oh, ooh, exciting. Okay. Why are you laughing?
The curse of the highly strung tennis racket.
Oh, nice.
Oh, ooh. Brilliant.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Oh, man.
Okay, go on, share with me and the fan.
Okay, so here we go. So this is the curse of the highly strung... Stop it!
Sorry, just find out the curse.
The curse of the highly strung tennis racket. A horror story by That's Death.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. While investigating the death of a local master of puppets,
hold on, stop laughing. Go back to the start.
I'm sorry.
You're ruining it.
I have to get serious. I'm gonna stand up.
Okay. Oh, you mean you weren't standing up?
No,
it's too dark, isn't it?
Enjoying my chair. Yeah, I could fall over, hurt myself. Right.
Okay.
While investigating the death of a local master of puppets, a bodaciously butch shop assistant.
Oh, man. Okay.
A bodaciously butch shop assistant. I can't get through it.
Oh, man. All right, just pause and breathe. Just get your shit together. Come on. Okay. Just breathe. Keep breathing, Dave.
I give up.
Keep breathing.
See you later. Okay. Thank you for finding this.
You're welcome. Oh, I fluked upon it, really, but...
Oh.
Okay, right.
Jesus.
Okay.
I can't do this.
You can do it, Dave. Oh.
Oh, Dan. Oh. I can't stop. Let's pause the recording.
Okay. All right. Okay. Right. Okay.
No, dead puppies.
Remember what you said, dead puppies. Okay.
While investigating the death of a local master of puppets, a boat.
Oh God.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Oh no.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, are you okay? Drink some more of that lemonade.
Oh, delicious.
Okay.
I can't give you the first goddamn
Okay.
sentence.
All right. Okay. So it's something about the death of the master of puppets, and then what was the next bit? The bodaciously butch.
A bodaciously butch shop assistant called Hero Shield uncovers a legend about a supernaturally cursed highly strung tennis racket. And a supernaturally cursed highly strung tennis racket circulating throughout Gory Castle.
Oh.
As soon as anyone uses the tennis racket, he or she has exactly 230 days to live. Oh, no.
Okay.
I got through the first paragraph.
Okay. There's more? Oh.
The doomed few appear to be ordinary people during day-to-day life. But when photographed... But when photographed, they look pickled.
Oh, man.
They look pickled.
The laughing's making me cough.
What?
Oh, are you okay, Dave? Are you okay?
This is terrific. The doomed few appear to be ordinary people during day-to-day life. But when photographed, they look pickled.
Dun dun dun!
A marked person feels like a damp shark to touch. damp shark makes sense. Yeah,
that's a good point. See, sharks are probably always at least damp.
Yeah,
if not wet, if not soaked.
Oh gee, oh my god.
That's the first part that like kind of makes sense.
The hero gets hold of the tennis racket, refusing to believe the superstition.
Ooh.
A collage of images flash into her mind.
No way!
Oh, right. A collage.
I'm just laughing because you are. I don't even know what. I can't read this, obviously.
Flipping hell. A collage of images flash into her mind. A moist cougar balancing on. Sultry master of puppets. An old newspaper headline about a stumping accident. A hooded albatross ranting about eyeballs. And a drinking well located in a soulless place.
What I do like is how you're going from like hysterical, high-pitched voice, and then kind of coming down into your scary voice, and then up into it. I can't control myself. It's brilliant. It's nice. You know, you've got the wide, you know, the range,
the whole range
of emotions going on here.
Oh, I don't know anymore. I just don't know anymore. Okay.
Now I've seen everything and read everything and heard everything.
We've got more. There's more.
There's more. There's more.
When Hero notices her tendons have shark-like properties, she realizes that the curse of the highly strong tennis racket is true and calls in her maid, a pilot called Guy Sword, to help. Oh man, that's terrific. Guy examines the tennis racket and willingly submits himself to the curse. He finds that the same visions flash before his eyes. He finds the moist cougar balancing on a sultry master of puppets, particularly chilling. He joins the queue for a supernatural death. Hero and Guy pursue a quest to uncover the meaning of their visions, starting with a search for the hooded albatross.
The hooded albatross.
Will they be able to stop the curse before their time is up?
So, to play us out, those top four, which you can now vote for if you go onto the vote on Twitter. Please vote, and please tell your friends to vote, and make it look like we have a fan base. Thank you and good night!
Bye! Hi, Dave!
Hi, Tom!
Oh, hi.
Hi!
It was pretty nice. Yeah, it was pretty.
That one thing costs more than I've spent on clothes in a year. It's just...
While investigating the death of a local master of puppets, a bodaciously butch shopper's...
Oh, man.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.